Tony, thank you so much for joining us.
That's okay, Ruby.
So my first question is, what exactly is train surfing?
Look, train surfing is a very dangerous game that young children play on our train network. They basically wait for the train to pull up on the platform. They jump on the train buffer at the back end of the train and they ride it between stops. And can I say that, you know, this is so dangerous to do that it only takes the driver to accelerate faster than normal or stop suddenly, where those individuals could lose their grip, fall on the track. And to be honest, if they fall on the track, if that fall doesn't kill them, then it's possible the oncoming train will.
Yeah, absolutely. And why do you think people are putting themselves at risk by doing this?
Look, that's a very good question. It has increased. And I think it's about peer pressure. People want to get onto YouTube and show off that they've got this up there. But to be quite honest, you know, it'll only be a matter of time that if you try to do this dangerous behaviour, you'll find yourself either seriously injured without limbs or dead. You know, you're playing Russian roulette with a 40-ton train. It's a really stupid thing to do.
It's ridiculous. So children are the main culprits of train surfing, you said?
Well, they are. They're young adults. And, you know, we've released plenty of CCTV footage to show that these young adults, and to be honest, some of your listeners may, you know, resonate with this, to, you know, through peer pressure, that they think it's a great thing to do, another method of seeing themselves out there. But I should let your listeners know that, you know, with the 10,500 CCTV cameras we've got, and it's all digitalised now with face recognition, all that rich data is handed over to police. And police are very serious, like we are, in making sure that, you know, we stop this behaviour, because we don't want to be knocking on someone's door and to a young mum and dad and saying, look, we're really, really sorry, but your son is in hospital or he's just been killed by a train. It's a terrible, tragic thing to do. And to be honest, we've done that. And it's not a pleasant sight for anybody. And it hurts our drivers. It affects the family. And it's just something that, you know, we want people to think twice before they do it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big price to pay for a short thrill. So if you've just tuned into The Daily, we're chatting with Tony Ead, Executive Director of Sydney Trains, about the dangerous act of train surfing. So, Tony, where is it happening mostly?
Well, look, it is across the network, but the CCTV footage that we've got, it's common around the City Circle line and it's common on the T4 line. You know, and when we say that, you know, the footage where people are jumping on from Moorthdale, getting off at Tempe, you know, they're jumping on at Rockdale and making their way up towards Moorthdale. It is just bits and pieces everywhere. But, you know, those train buffers are deliberately there, purpose-built to attach and amalgamate the divide train. They're not designed to have people standing on them. They're very slippery, they're very dangerous, and they do move under feet. So you're really taking a huge risk by even thinking about doing this.
Yeah, of course. So what is the New South Wales government doing to address this trend?
Look, we're doing lots to address it. I mean, you know, I spoke about the stuff we're doing with the Police Transport Command. You know, we're out talking to people like yourselves, getting the public space. You know, we're putting up posters. We're warning youth groups wherever we can. But, you know, people have asked us, why don't we try and engineer it out? And the true sense of that is that it's designed in such a way that you couldn't really engineer it out completely, because by putting something there, you'll create another risk. And not only to our employees attaching and dividing trains, but to anybody else who wants to continue that trend, you'll convert it into something a little bit more dangerous, where they've got less chance of survival. And if they do that while the train's moving, it can kill them. So through a risk-based process, we believe the best method right now is prevention, and that prevention is educating young groups, educating them in any means and form we can.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, awareness is, you know, probably the best way to go about it. So last question, what do you think we can do to address this and hopefully make people stop train surfing? Like, what can the public do?
Right. Well, firstly, for minors, is that, you know, I think it's very important for people to know that, you know, if you're trespassing or buffer riding, it's illegal, and it's extremely dangerous. And, you know, on top of that, it is really bad behaviour. We, this week being Rail Safety Week, is an opportunity for us to raise the awareness about all this sort of stuff. And I'm calling out to, you know, the young community, even through, you know, your listeners today in universities and what have you, to just think twice before you do this. Because, you know, I'm a dad with three children, young children, and I know what that would look like if, you know, someone knocked on my door, you know, and said that, you know, your son's just been killed by a train because of something silly. So I'm reaching out to all the young men and women out there that think to trespass or think to hop on the back of the train and ride it. I just want them to think of one thing before they jump onto that train or onto the track. Just think and ask yourself one question. Is today the day I'm going to get seriously injured, or is today the day that I'm going to die? Because if you are playing Russian roulette with these trains, they're not like a car. You won't hear them coming. You could find that you're risking your life unnecessarily.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Tony, thank you so much for joining us today.
No, that's okay, Ruby. Thank you. And if we get the message out, we'll, you know, we can save a life for sure.